Welcome to another episode of Sacred Screens. This is Jordan. I'm joined by my friend Mike, and we talk about the Best Picture nominees of this year's Oscars. We've also talked about our love of movies. Last episode, if you listened, we talked about The Irishman, but this episode we get to talk about one of my favorite films, or the favorite film for me of this year, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. All right, so then let's jump on over to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
We loved this movie.
Yes, this is my personal favorite movie of all of 2019. Mm-hmm. I've watched it 3 times now, and each time I just enjoy this world and these characters.
I'm Rick Dalton. It's my pleasure, Mr. Schwartz.
Call me Marvin. Put it there. That's your son?
No, it's my stunt double, Cliff Booth.
It is Quentin Tarantino. It basically stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Leonardo DiCaprio is a semi-famous movie and TV star. He acts on a show that is a Western that has recently been canceled, and he's trying to figure out what his next move is. He's pretty recognizable, but he doesn't really know what the next stage of his career is. And Brad Pitt is his best friend and stunt double, who is also trying to figure out what's next for him. If Leonardo DiCaprio's character is not going to continue working, Brad Pitt does not continue working. Uh-huh. So he's trying to figure that out as well. And so another movie about men. These ones more middle-aged.
You're going to see a theme with a lot of these movies.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live kind of hit on that with the white male rage this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some middle-aged men just trying to figure out what it looks like to get older, especially in a industry that's continually getting younger and younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the backdrop, it also deals with the Manson murders. That's a piece of it. If you know that history and going into the movie, you understand it better. I know there are some people that have no they weren't born in that time. They don't know anything about the Manson murders, and so then they had no clue what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, like for me, I've never been a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino.
Really?
Yeah, like even all of his other I think the movie I've enjoyed the most from him was Django Unchained.
Really? I had a tough time with Django, I'll be honest with you.
I think your favorite would be Inglorious Bastards, wouldn't it?
It is, yes.
Mm-hmm. I should revisit that. I remember we saw it together with a bunch of other people in college, mm-hmm. and I didn't care for it at the time.
Mm.
But I should revisit it. But this one is similar to Inglorious Bastards mm-hmm. in the fact that it does what they call revisionist history. Yeah, mm-hmm. revisionist history.
Well, and Django too, to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where it's using actual history, but it's kind of changing up what happened
mm-hmm.
in a more, I guess, positive way.
Yeah, you could say a more positive way. It's visiting
quotations.
Yeah,
I say.
Visiting real historical stories, but also embracing the fact that this is a movie and we're just going to take liberties with it and not even present it as, this is what really happened, but just kind of tell your own story with the backdrop of something that sort of happened.
Right. And for me, it was just such a, I think I described it as a warm hug of a movie. the whole movie is just this sweet relationship between Leonardo DiCaprio's character and Brad Pitt's character mm-hmm. and what it means to realize that your time in a certain industry has come to an end
mm-hmm.
and what are you going to do with the rest of it. And it also it kind of jumps back and forward with time every once in a while. And
yeah, a little bit.
And yeah, it just really explores that. And then the ending, I think, is just really fascinating because people have called it extremely violent, which it is.
Yeah.
Some people were disgusted by it. But for me, I feel like it is such a... It's a commentary on violence that... So, of course, spoilers. But at the end, it sets it up so that Sharon Tate lives next door to Leonardo DiCaprio's character.
Rick Dalton.
Rick mm-hmm. Dalton. Mm-hmm. And So you think they're going to be connected in some way with when the Manson murderers come mm-hmm. and kill her. But instead they break into Rick Dalton's house.
Mm-hmm. Which diverts from actual history and right. all that. And that was the wrong house for them to break into.
Yes, because they get brutally murdered by Rick and...
Brad Pitt's character.
What's his name? I forgot now.
Yep.
Now that we're thinking hard, it's not going to come to us. Uh-huh. Cliff Booth. So Cliff Booth and Rick Dalton kind of take care of them in a very gory fashion. But some people have said it glorifies violence. But I think the fact that it's revising history and the killers are being killed instead of killing Sharon Tate, it's a commentary mm-hmm. on our need for revenge. Mm-hmm. And our need for violence against those who have hurt others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a way, it's kind of, in my mind, it's anti-violence with violence, if that makes any sense at all.
With a massive amount of violence. yeah, I would definitely agree with that. First off, let me say, give Brad Pitt the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it to him, because his performance in this movie is the most Brad Pitt performance ever, where he's extremely charismatic, he's extremely likable. I could have just watched his character in this movie for, you know, another 3 hours.
Right.
You just put him in The Irishman and I would yeah. watch that all day long.
You know, I've never had an affinity for Brad Pitt, and after this movie I was like, I should watch more Brad Pitt movies.
Yeah, I think he's a tremendous actor, but especially in this movie, I think this is one of his best roles ever. But yeah, you know, like you said, there is a theme in this year's Oscars of these men trying to figure out their place in the world and trying to figure out what's next for them. It is extremely anti-violence, and it is extremely Well, let me back up a little bit. So one of the reasons that the Manson family gives for committing these murders is that they blame the movie stars, they mm-hmm. blame Hollywood for making them who they are today. They said, "Oh, we were raised on these television shows. We were raised on violence, so it's not our fault. It's not our fault that that we're violent. It's not our fault that." That we have these hateful feelings, like, and we need to get our revenge on Hollywood, kind of thing. And when you see Leonardo DiCaprio's character kind of say, "Hey, I'm going to make my own path in my career," that's when you see him start to succeed again. When you see him not relying on necessarily others or the path that is set out for him, but saying I'm gonna forge a new path for myself. That's when you see his character kind of starting to succeed in that area again. And so there is this idea of taking responsibility for your own actions, waging forward with your own destiny, kind of thing, and not blaming others for that. And that's what ultimately leads to redemption. That's what ultimately leads to success. Mm-hmm. And when you are blaming others, like the Leonardo DiCaprio's character is doing in the beginning,
yeah.
or like the Manson family is doing at the end of the movie, that ultimately leads to destruction.
Right. Yeah. Taking responsibility for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and the dog steals the show. Brandy.
What a great year for just awesome dogs and movies between yeah. John Wick 3 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Your favorite of the year, Wick 3.
Favorite of maybe all time. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, who's this movie for?
I honestly believe that this movie... I would like to say it's for a younger audience than The Irishman or really a lot of these other movies here. I think it has a more broad appeal. You can see that with the box office success that it yeah. had this year. You know, a lot of people went to go see it. I have also seen it 3 times, like you, so it's very, very rewatchable.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it with my wife the second time, and she did not care for it as much as I.
Neither did my wife.
Really? Yeah. So.
So it is a very male movie.
Apparently, it's a very male movie. Surprisingly, she loved. She was very, very bored until the end when all the murdering was happening.
Right.
So I should probably watch out for that. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
She did not like it nearly as much as I did. I was wildly entertained by it, but I honestly think it's for. You don't have to be a quote-unquote serious moviegoer to enjoy this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very funny. It's very... the characters are extremely likable. The story is in kind of smaller, bite-sized portions going around with these mini-stories within a story, kind of Quentin Tarantino likes to do.
Right. Well, I would say, though, if you are a moviegoer that doesn't like movies that feel... like they're kind of taking their time too much.
Mm-hmm.
This may not be for you.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Because most of the movie feels like, I remember the first time I saw it and mm-hmm. I was like, where is this all going? Like, it doesn't seem like there's really a common thread here. The end kind of ties a nice bow on it. But as you're journeying to the end,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a slow burn, but it's an entertaining slow burn right. the entire way through.
Yeah.
Like, there's a random scene in there with Brad Pitt and Bruce Lee,
mm-hmm.
where, like, he's fighting Bruce Lee. And, like, it has nothing to do with anything.
It's just a fun scene.
It does not tie back into anything, but yeah. it's a really, really fun scene.
Right.
So.
All right. Yeah, people, like... I know my brothers did not like it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Well.
They are the hardcore, you know, just movies are pure entertainment, not okay. art type of people.
Oh, okay.
So,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Really, really quick, on as far as Quentin Tarantino movies go, where do you put Once Upon a Time in Hollywood? Is it your favorite Tarantino movie now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By far and away, it's my favorite
really?
Tarantino
Far and away?
Movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think it's mine too, but Inglourious Basterds is
yeah.
right there behind it.
I'd probably do Once Upon a Time, Django, and Inglourious Basterds. I need to rewatch it, but
mm-hmm.
I revisit a couple of his movies before this, and I don't know. They're just not. I can see how they're good movies,
mm-hmm.
but they're just not mm-hmm. my favorites.
Have you seen Jackie Brown?
I started it on Netflix, but didn't finish.
I saw it for the first time this year. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Death Proof is probably his worst one. I mean, it's good in the whole Grindhouse thing, but by itself, yeah. Sacred Screens is a limited series of Voices of Hope, which is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate and review us, share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.